The new leftist government of Greece says it wants to revolutionize a country that has long resisted change. Even so, feminists there say the government is failing to change a long-standing problem, the lack of women at the highest levels of government. Joanna Kakissis has this report from Athens.
Anastasia Yamali is a young, well-educated, and ambitious woman. She's a regional politician for Syriza, the leftist party now running Greece, and a high-profile journalist with a party-affiliated newspaper. But when a Spanish feminist criticized the government for appointing only men to the cabinet, Yamali says it exposed a long-time problem in Greece.
It's still a male-dominated society. It's hard for a woman to be involved in high-end politics, because a woman must be a mother, must be working, must take care of the whole family more than a man would in Greece.
It seemed like no one in Greece commented on the male-dominated cabinet. But maybe that's because Greece ranks near the bottom in the European Union in the number of women participating in politics. Greece has never had a female prime minister, and men still dominate parliament. At a cafe in a bohemian neighborhood in central Athens, six young women say they joined Syriza because it had more women in its ranks than other parties. They're happy to point out that most women elected to parliament are from Syriza. Yet most party leaders are men, says Lina Theodoro, a 25-year-old lawyer.
Men are accepted with all their flaws, but women are not. Women are often categorized as being too shy or too loud or whatever for some big post. It's a problem in Greece, and it's a problem in our party.
The idea that Greek men are the born leaders is even taught in school, says Natasa Spanoudi, a 25-year-old teacher.
In history books about the Greek Revolution, for instance, we're taught that the men with the big mustaches and giant muscles are the ones that saved us, not the women, who fought too and just as bravely.
Men even lead female-dominated professions, such as education, says Evi Papathanasiou, who's also a teacher.
It's understood that a woman becomes a teacher because she's maternal. She can work and still keep up the house. So most teachers in Greece are women. And yet our teaching unions are led by men.
But Luca Katseli, an economics professor who has served on two government cabinets, says women have made inroads over the years, especially in the 300-member parliament.
We have 69 women in parliament right now, which is it's not as high as I would like it to be. It's certainly not 50-50, but it's the best record that we have for many, many years.
And though the senior cabinet has no women, there are six women in key deputy positions, such as finance and labor, Katseli says.
Women have a different way, I think, of dealing with people and issues. We listen. We're not so power hungry. So these are qualities which, especially when you have a crisis, are quite helpful.
Κυρίες και κύριοι βουλευτές,
there was a milestone for Greek women in politics earlier this month. Human rights attorney and Syriza lawmaker Zoe Konstantopoulou was elected as Speaker of the Parliament. She's only the second woman in Greek history to hold that powerful and influential post. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kikissis in Athens.